welcome to the Business Success Club. I want to say welcome, and you are in for a treat in this group. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. And on this podcast, what we really want to establish is this: how do hardworking entrepreneurs build profitable and scalable businesses whilst having the freedom and balance to do the other things they love, like family, vacations, sports, fun, adventures, and charity? So let's tune into today's podcast.
We are live. We are live. I think Meeting is now streaming live on Facebook. Hey, we are in for a treat right now. In a moment, I'm going to introduce someone to you who needs no introductions. And it's exciting for me because this gentleman, heard about him for many years, never met him. And then we did an event together. And the event we did, people thought, Mike, I thought you had high energy. And then this gentleman comes on. He exudes energy. He exudes positivity. He exudes spirituality. And he's very successful in what he does. In a moment, I'm going to pass you over to none other than Mr. Skip Archimedes. And he's going to tell you about his background and what this gentleman does and how he does it. Nobody knows, but he has a gift. And that gift is the reason why I wanted him to be here on this show with us, so he can share with you what he does. And look, this gentleman has worked with people like Tony Robbins. He's worked with people like Sir Richard Branson and many, many other, Andrew Lloyd Webber, so many, many other people, from dignitaries and people who excel at what they do, champions in politics, in celebrities, as well as just ordinary people just like me and you. So over to you, Skip. Tell us a bit about your background. How did you end up doing what you do? And most importantly, as we go through this, what is it you do so people really get it? I know you help people to have more financial abundance, have more energy in their life, more optimism, better health, more vitality, more spirituality, just people to become generally a better person from inside and outside, mind, body, spirit, the whole thing. Over to you, Skip.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you so much, Mac. Wow, I feel honored. I'm listening to that. I'm like, I get excited listening to that person. That sounds like some dude I want to learn from. So what do I do? The press at Southeast Asia, they start to label me the miracle man. And here's what I tell people. Every single one of us is the miracle, but we just haven't found it yet. And the reason they started that conversation calling me the miracle man is because my own story, I know we've only got 45 minutes, so I'm going to try and squeeze into this 45 minutes as much value as we can. But for people who really get it, please do make sure that you're focused on this. Don't be like multitasking, because there could be a little golden nugget that I could share that could resonate so much with you. But if you're distracted or your attention's diverted, you could miss the very thing that you're here to receive. So one of the elements that really taught me a lot is this simple saying: our greatest challenges are actually our greatest blessings waiting to be found. They're our greatest assets waiting to be found. So whatever challenge people might be going through right now, it could be a health challenge, it could be a financial challenge, it could be a relationship challenge, a work challenge. What I truly believe is, because when you said people don't know how you do what you do, I want to give it to people. I want to, at the end of today, I want to be able to explain how simple it is. But the truth is, we're not seeing the truth anymore. What we're seeing are these illusions. And the reasons why we're seeing these illusions is 95% of our responses to life is all preconditioned. It means that it's all pre-programmed. So if it's pre-programmed, where's it coming from? Stupid programming that we've learned in our upbringing. Stupid programming that we've learned in a society that's broken. So if we go back to those places expecting to find the answers, it's not going to work. So we have to learn how to cut ourselves off from a world. And it's not cutting ourselves off, it's just seeing things from a different point of view, because we want to be connected, but we want to be connected to the truth. But most of us are living in relationships and we get cut off from the truth, so we can live in a relationship and feel alone. Most of us are cut off from having this abundance of money coming to us. So what I learned was, I started to learn about this thing first. And I wasn't conscious enough to be able to wake up and say, right, I now need to go and learn how the body and mind really, really work. They're really powerful.
But most of us are...
I'm getting a replay. Okay. So when we understand this thing that we live in, the first point is that's going to be a wake-up call because most people don't know how powerful they are. Like, even if I go and say something like, Matt, do you know that literally every 3 seconds when we can go boom, we've all just had 50,000 cells just die. And at the same time, we have 50,000 new cells emerge. Now, your body responded like this. Interesting. And that's kind of how most people respond. Mm. Interesting. Not really life-changing. That alone, for me, blows my freaking mind to pieces.
50,000
cells are dying. And why are they dying? To make way for the new. The challenge is we're not making way for the new. We're holding on to the old. We're holding on to old belief systems. We're holding on to old habits. We're holding on to old stuff that are these challenges. And the challenges are knocking people down and they're having breakdowns instead of having breakthroughs. So, yeah, and this is what I specialize in, helping people break through. So on my own story, the breakthrough that happened to me was, and I'm just going to give one little section of it, was I used to be a gymnast, had an accident in the gym and broke my back and got told I was never going to walk again. Now, for an athlete, when you are free within your body, especially being a gymnast, when you learn that discipline and you can do so much with the human body that this thing becomes like an instrument.
And that's time when you were told you won't walk again as a gymnast. Were you training at national or international level? Were you competing at national or international?
Neither. So
right.
I'll tell you what happened. So when I was a kid, I was riddled with, covered from head to toe with eczema, had chronic asthma, had allergies to dust, to pollen, to grass, to animals, to feathers. I was always on some type of antibiotics. It was in a coma with pneumonia. I was ill as a kid. And when I mean ill, I mean I was always, if I did any type of exercise, I'd have an asthma attack. So I got told by the medical industry not to exercise. Because if I exercised, I'd have an asthma attack. Luckily, a friend of the family, who he's actually Captain America's stunt double and Thor's stunt double, his mum, so we grew up doing gymnastics together, his mum said, she ran a gymnastics club, and she said, he needs to get into sport. And we said, well, I can't do sport, because every time I do a sport, I'm having this asthma attack. And she went, because you're weak.
Wow.
But what do you mean I'm
weak? Because you're weak.
Yeah. She said, you're weak. You're not putting any demand on your body. And when you go and put a little demand on your body, you're having this asthma attack. You need to go through it. You've got to get the body stronger, and then these asthma attacks will disappear. So I'm thinking, I just don't want to have any more asthma attacks. Just put me in that gym. Anyway, luckily, I fell in love with doing gymnastics. Now, so I started to move, and so I went through all the asthma attacks, and then they started to stop. And then they started to get literally less and less and less. Now, I then started loving gymnastics. I started doing local competitions, winning these local competitions. And just a local coach said to me, Skip, I reckon you could be one of the youngest kids to go to the Olympics for gymnastics. And that was all I needed. I was like, as soon as that message went in, I was holding on to that from when I woke up in the mornings to when I went to sleep at night. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to be one of the youngest kids to the Olympics for gymnastics. I want to be a champion. So when I was 11 years old, my mum left my dad for my gymnastics coach. So the very thing that brought me that joy and that pleasure within the physical body and the mind, and helped me with all the health conditions, I now wasn't allowed to go and do it. So between 11 and 18, my weight was up and down, my emotions was up and down. I had to go and choose, you know, you've got your mum on one side of the court, your dad on another. At 11 years old, how do you pick who you're going to go and live with? So emotionally, I got ripped apart. So half went to mum, half went to dad. I just didn't understand how people could be happy. I didn't understand what was the point of life.
So at that time, you got physical issues. Now you got thrown in with emotional challenges, stuff from breakdown from your parents' marriage. then that must be affecting you mentally as well.
I would have been labeled ADHD, mental health problems, depression. Dude, I'd have got the lot.
Right.
But this is the beautiful thing, that now I've learned that all of those things that I went through with my teachers, they weren't, because when people go, oh my God, you broke your back, that must have been terrible. And I'm like, it's one of the best things that ever happened to me. And here's why. Because even though when I got, so it was like, I couldn't escape myself. So I couldn't even go out for a walk. So it was like, because here's the beautiful thing, Matt, no matter how challenged we get, this I know for a fact, life always holds a bigger vision for us. Life doesn't want us to stay trapped. Life is saying, right, I've put you in this place because I want you to learn this stuff. And when you've learned this, boom, you're going to skyrocket up to the next level. Because no matter what level we're playing at, there's, if we're not reaching the next level, a part of us is going to feel like it's dying anyway. Right. So we might as well do the work and become alive through the work and find more parts of ourselves. Otherwise, we sit there in our mind and our mind becomes the trap. It's like the mind becomes the prison. And I learned this well because I lived there. You know, my mind was the prison. Mm-hmm. Every day I woke up believing never going to walk again, never going to get out of this. I was getting more depressed. And I got so depressed, I just got numb.
Wow.
I totally numb, where it was like, I just look at like people in life and just all the feelings. And this is one of one of the greatest teachers for me was Bruce Lee. Because what happened at that point, Mum came in and said, look, I'm not giving up on you. I found someone, he broke his back. He came back fitter and stronger than before. And he went on to inspire millions of people around the world. And at that point, it was like a light went on inside. And I said, who? And she goes, Bruce Lee. And I'm like, oh, for God's sake, Mum. I said, he's a movie star. It's not real. Just get out and let me rot. Like, it was like, because if I could go into anger, me understanding the emotional ladder, when you go from depression to anger, that's a step up. When there's depression, there's no feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But to go into anger, it was like, oh, I'm feeling something here. So I literally would lash out at anyone who came, even if they was coming to help. For me, lashing out, I felt more alive. I know it sounds weird, but that's where I was at the time. So anyway, so Mum didn't give up and she started to bring me everything on Bruce Lee. And here's something that I learned, and I want people to understand this, because again, this changed the whole way that I looked at life. And it'd be interesting to see what you think on this.
So listen up very carefully, guys. Listen very carefully. If you're loving what Skip has said, he's shared some amazing nuggets so far. Make sure you're clicking like. If you've got a question, put it in there as well. And I want you to have your mind set in terms of, okay, so what he's been through and turning that around, and don't forget, it helps other people do that as well. How can you utilize that in your own personal life and in your business? Because one thing he says, if you have a challenge, you have an adversity, and you don't sit through it and overcome it, guess what? It's not going to go away, right? So you've got to face it. In my book, I say face it and fix it. And this is exactly what he's saying. So go ahead with your nuggets there.
Beautiful, beautiful. So when, okay, this is gonna make sense to everyone. The only way that any of us can experience any form of life, because that's what this is, it's the game of life. You know, we're all in this game of life together. And if you learn the rules, you get to play the game better. If you play the game better, you get better results. Right. That's what we're all looking for. So the only ways that we can experience any form of life is either through the mind. And we now know that because we're living in the mind too much. There's all these mental health problems.
True.
We can experience life through the body. Now, we now know that most people aren't giving their bodies what it needs. They're not nourishing the body with the right type of nutrition. That's again, one of the reasons why I put the Supercharged Superfood Company together, is to be able to offer people live nutrition. Because all food is a shuttle system to be able to get the nutrients in the food into the body. That's all the body needs, is live nutrients. But what most people are eating is processed junk. They're eating stuff that creates acid in the body. That acid is going to break us down and rot us from the inside out. Whereas if we get alkaline, because there's acid and there's alkaline. If we get alkaline, guess what? Disease can't live or manifest in an alkaline environment.
Did you hear that? If your body is alkaline, disease cannot exist in your body. Look, we've got Hussein, thanks for joining us. Ritu, Kabir's joining us. Paul, I'm glad you were here from the beginning. people don't get this. You said something here, and listen very carefully. You know, Skip is going to talk about this and this and this, and this is very difficult to understand what he does. He's called the miracle man. And some people think, oh, he deals with health. He does more than health. Oh, he deals with helping people overcome financial issues. He does more than that. He deals with people helping them to overcome body issues. He does more than that. Listen very carefully, because he's giving some nuggets right here. Go ahead.
Awesome. I love your interjections, mate. It's so good, mate. You need to have your own TV show. So, so we get alkaline. We have that alkalinity pulsing through the blood. We want acid in the gut. Yes, well, I get that. But it's in the blood. We want this alkalinity. The challenge is a stressful thought turns us acidic. And we need to buffer. It takes 20 parts alkaline to buffer just one part acid. That's the ratio. So most people's food is creating acid. Most people's thoughts, we now know 95% of most people's thoughts are negative thoughts in today's world. Why do we have negative thoughts? Because guess what they're absorbing? Negativity from a world that is breaking down. So we've got to stop absorbing the stuff from mainstream. We've got to stop watching the news. We've got to stop watching all this drama. We've got to stop watching all the stuff that's going to feed like a fear epidemic. Because if there's fear, then you're going to rot. You're going to break down. If there's the truth, we can find our freedom. And most people aren't living in the truth anymore. They're living in illusion of what they think is the truth. Now, when they call me the miracle man, here's what I'm here to tell everyone. Everyone's the miracle. So when we get alkaline, just think about from a common sense point of view. Look at Duracell batteries or Energizer batteries. They last seven times longer. Why? Because they're alkaline. So if you want your energy levels to go up so that, and I'm, guys, I'm not talking about a crazy out of control energy, because there's many different energies that we can tap into. I'm talking about having a focused energy focused on what it is that you want to create in life. And at different stages, we're going to want to create different things. When we first, you know, fall in love with someone, we're going to want to dedicate some energy into nourishing and growing that relationship. Same with our business. You know, we want to fall in love with serving people at the highest level, because that's what our world needs right now, which means now is the best opportunity for people to be able to find this champion within themselves so they can go out there and get extraordinary results. So just to finish off the story, so when we can now understand that there's only three ways that we can experience life, either through the mind, the body, or the spirit, that's it.
Okay.
There's no other way that we can experience any form of life. So all of these things that everyone's focused on, they're focused on the next technique, the next strategy. But there's no psychology behind it. There's no weight behind it. Their reason why isn't big enough to make them go through the challenges. What happens is they get a challenge, and because their why isn't big enough and they haven't connected to their true purpose, guess what they do? They give up, or they complain, or they go and blame somebody else, or the problem is outside of themselves instead of them learning how to function better themselves. Because when we function better ourselves, I can guarantee people will start manifesting miracle after miracle, because that's how powerful we are. What we've done is we started to disconnect from the power. So to give you an idea, how I learned all this stuff was literally through my own experiences.
Yeah, hold on to that thought, I want to welcome Prince Tego, because he's come all the way from Morocco by Ghana, and we've got Mark Smith here. He's out in Spain, I believe. Grant, good to see. And Mui, I hope you are listening, because I know the stuff you're trying to overcome. And listen to this guy, because he's helped so many people overcome challenges in business, in finances, in relationships, in health. Look, when you are in this environment, there is you cannot be negative. It just can't happen. Just look at the smile in his face. When you're in his environment, the energy that you get sucked into helps you to become a better, and when it gives you the information and helps you to actually not give you, get you to actually, it pulls it out of you and you see it, you make a difference in your life. You make different decisions. And as Anthony Robbins says, in the moment of decision, everything changes. So I'll say, yes, okay, Mui, you're listening. I'm glad you are. Grant Morrell's on the line as well here in London. Go ahead, Skip. I'm loving this. This is fantastic.
So understanding that the only way that we can experience any form of life is either through the mind, the body, or the spirit, we have to understand that all those three, they're like three different personalities. They're like three brothers in a house that don't actually get on too well, because this is how what's happening for most people. they're allowing their mind that we now know if 95% of most people's thoughts in today's world, whether they're rich or poor, you know, tall or short, black or white, doesn't matter on their age, doesn't matter on what their belief systems are. We now know as a society, the way that the programming has gone in, what's coming out is 95% of stuff that just doesn't serve at the highest level. So we've got to understand, right, I've got to be the change here. I've got to be able to find this truth within me, because if I can find this truth within me, you can damn right know for sure that I can add more value to the marketplace, because I'm tapping into the truth. And what everyone is searching for now is the truth. Because otherwise, this is without that truth being the foundation, it's like people are trying to build their dreams, but they're trying to build their dreams as a foundation of sand. Whereas, you know, if you're going to build a house, you want a solid, or an empire, you want a solid foundation. So this is why when I get asked to coach celebrities, I get massive results with them, because how they've been building their lives is on an illusion. This is how, like, come with, I'll give you guys an example. Like, one of my movie star clients came to me, zero money. His management company had to pay for him to coach me. Within less than 1 year, 4 million in the bank. Then he gets given the legend in cinema at the British Independent Film Festival. Then he starts doing the best work of his career. Total lifetime turnaround. Now, the reason why I want you guys to get this is about you, because otherwise, what's going to, if you don't make this thing work better, what's going to happen is the challenge is going to come in and you're going to react to that based on how you've been programmed. And the problem is the way you've been programmed isn't working. It's nothing to do with who we are and what our purpose is. It's got to do with, we got to update our apps. Like, you know, the great thing with technology is, you know, if you don't update your apps, you can't even use the apps anymore. So this is what's happening with most people. They're not updating themselves, and they're finding that themselves are breaking down. They're finding that they don't know how to add value to the marketplace anymore, or somebody else is taking the competition, or their mind is breaking down, or they sacrifice their health in pursuit of wealth, or they're just out of balance on their journey. So what we need to understand is that it's about the journey and the destination. Everyone that would go, oh, is it about the journey or the destination? Everyone goes, oh, it's about the journey.
Well, yeah. Let me ask you this.
In where to go on that journey. Otherwise, you might be like feeling good on your journey, but before you know it, you'd be going off a cliff. So the reason why I'm saying this is because what happened with my own story when I understood that all we are is a body, a mind, and a spirit, to me, it was so hippified when I heard that. And I'm looking at people like Bruce Lee, who is talking about people like Confucius. So I'm like, who the hell's Confucius? So I start to research this dude, and we didn't have the internet back then. So I'm having to go out and ask people to go out and find information on these people and bring it back so I can absorb what these people had to say. And what I started to realize that there was texts that I was reading from thousands and thousands of years ago, and it's more relevant in today's world than back then. And
this is fantastic. Let me say this. So you were, as a child, you're told you won't walk again, you've broken your back, it's over. And doing this research, Bruce Lee's introduced to you, Confucius introduced to you, all these other learnings, and you will start to develop yourself. How long did it take you to absorb all that, apply it, and then go on training again or competing again? What happened?
So as soon as I understood these three different personalities, and let's call them the body, the mind, and the spirit, now I'm looking at all three separately, like we would look at children separately, or we would look at, say, like, you know, projects separately. And I was like, okay, well, how does the mind work? Now, the mind, what's happened for most people now is the mind has become their CEO. Whatever the mind says, they do. Now, the challenge with that is they put the wrong person in control, because the mind can only reflect back what we put in it.
And we're more than just the mind.
Oh, we're way more than just the mind. Now, if we look at the body is so freaking phenomenal. The body is the most phenomenal thing on the face of the planet if we learn how to use it well. If not, it can be probably one of the most horriblest things to be in, because I've been in that place where I couldn't even go out for a walk and escape myself. This is why now when, you know, people are getting stressed and you might hear a coach go, well, just go out into nature and have a walk. People are like, I'm paying you all this money. You're telling me to go and have a walk in nature? I'm like, yeah, you need it. Well, I could have just gone and done that and not paid you the money. Well, go and do it then.
Yeah.
And stop paying me the money. But if you want what's real, you've got to understand that you've got to connect to the planet, you've got to connect to the universe, and you've got to connect to your mind, your body, and your spirit. And when you get all those connections in place, bam, a download start to happen, one after another, after another. Just like you get in the Wi-Fi connection. Now, the most important connection for me was the spirit connection, because I didn't have a religious upbringing. I didn't even understand what spirit was. I literally got raised with a body and a mind and not to go to church because it was weird. Mm. That's how I was raised. Like, you know, these people are just like, you know, it wasn't a good environment to be in. So I didn't get inspired in anything to do with spirit. But this is what I want people to understand. Look at spirit like this. You got kids, haven't you, Mac? How old are your kids?
I've got three kids, 19, 15, and 12.
Right. So let's go back to when they were, say, below 5 years old.
Yeah.
Now, when they were below 5 years old, did they have more energy than most adults?
Oh, yeah. A lot of energy.
Yeah. Did they speak the truth more than most adults?
As it is.
Exactly. Did they learn faster than most adults?
Oh, they absorb it like a sponge. Everything like a sponge.
Yeah. Did they have more creativity than most adults?
Absolutely.
Would they live in the moment more than most adults and not worry about stuff?
Very present in the moment now.
And would they go and buddy up with other kids? If you shove them in a playground, would they just go and buddy up with other kids without any BS going on?
Exactly. No judgment. Right. Just go and do it. Yeah.
Now, you're their father. Out of all those traits that we just mentioned, how many of them did you teach them at that age?
How to be present. Didn't have to teach them that. I think they just pick it up, you know, in terms of connecting with other kids and playing. So I think they are. Right.
It's inbuilt in us to be that way, to have a lot of energy, to learn fast, to speak the truth, to be in the present moment, to go and connect with other people. All of these things are natural to allow life to evolve. This right. is what spirit is. So you didn't have to teach them any of that stuff, but yet how come most adults don't live with that stuff anymore? So we're gifted those gifts, but then we don't go and live with them. So the very things that we need, we start to lose them because we start to live up in the mind. So now that there's no balance between the body, the mind, and the spirit. So this spirit for me was, as soon as I learned about spirit, that spirit isn't limited by any physical form. In spirit, you can literally have miracle after miracle. And I'm reading all this stuff from these ancient texts thousands of years ago. And I'm like, I want a miracle breathing through me. I can ask for anything. It says here, I can ask for anything. Look,
right.
I want to recover. I want to come back a champion. You know, if I could dream bigger than my current thought now, what's a bigger dream than that? Not just recovering, I want to come back as a champion. So I started to get really focused on what I'm being told was impossible. But here's the beautiful thing. No one knows how 50,000 cells are dying every 3 seconds inside of us and how 50,000 new ones emerge. But guess what's happening every 3 seconds? No one knows that when we were in the womb of our mum, no one knows what makes our heart start beating for the first time. There is an intelligence behind this game of life. And I can tell you now, if you don't connect with it, you're not going to be able to wake up in this life. And when I say wake up, I mean wake up to all of your potential. Wake up where you are going to have an abundance of money coming to you. Why? Because it's spiritual. I don't care what what religious texts say, where you say, oh, you've got to, you know, do good or you're going to go to hell. No, what you've got to do is find yourself, give yourself what you need, learn how to fill up your own cup, and what overspills, start giving that back to life, because then you're never going to sacrifice a part of yourself in pursuit of your dreams or in pursuit of building a business or a family or whatever it might be. You're going to find parts of yourself. Now, to me, finding spirit was a bit like this, Mac. It was like, imagine that you've been living in your dream house. In fact, everyone who's watching this, I'd like everyone to do this right now. Imagine that you've been living in your dream house for 10 years. You've got everything you want in this dream house, everything. And because you're doing so well, it's time to evolve to the next place. So you're having your next dream house built and it's all being built from scratch. You've got it in the perfect location. You got the perfect neighbors, you got, you know, everything about it is the way that you want it to be. So you're happy to be moving to this place. Now, you're moving all the stuff in the house and you go and move one ornament. And as you move this one ornament, a secret door opens up. What are you going to do?
You're naturally going to have a be inquisitive, go and have a look what's inside there, yeah?
You're going to go want to check it out. So right. You go through this door, you go down these stairs, and as you go down these stairs, all these lights come on and you find an indoor swimming pool, indoor games room, indoor cinema, indoor bar area, pool table, sauna. You just find all this stuff and you're like, I can't believe all this stuff was here. And you run up and you're going to want to tell your family, guys, you are not going to believe what I've just found. Come and check this out. Now, what are you going to be feeling? Even though you're happy that you're now going to the next place because you've got everything being built the way you want it, what would you feel if you just discovered all of that stuff under a house that you've lived in for 10 years?
Well, I think the feeling would be partly elation, partly like, what happened? Where have I been all this time? What have I been doing? Why didn't I see this in the first place? Why haven't I been enjoying this? I think there's lots of, and some confusion as well, is where did all these years go? I could have enjoyed all these things with my family.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to be thinking, oh God, I'm glad I'm going to my new place, but we could have created so many magical memories in this place if we knew this was here. This is what spirit's like. When you
listen, guys, I hope you are listening for, you know, because I'm going to come back to this in a moment, but we've got Mui. I hope you're listening. Leanne, good to see you. I think Leanne's in Wales. Feo says, I love this so much, a spirit connection. And a lot of people shy away from spirit. But as you said, we are made up of not just one, not just the mind, not just the body, but spirit holistically. Let me throw this in there because I love the analogy about all this stuff. You know, imagine, I've come across lots of people who have contacted me and they're having issues with their business, things are not going so well. And I want you to, because I know you've been there and you've helped many people. And I'm just going to say it as it is. Someone who has February, March this year had everything. Things were great. Business is great, income great, great money, cars, everything. Come June this year, loses everything, right? Now they're on the verge of depression and they want to end it all. I know I'm bringing that in because this is real. And I know you've taken people through that journey and they've come out of it and actually exceeded way more than they were before they came across you. How does, you know, so right now someone who's depressed and want to end it all and it's all not going well, business not going well, they've tied their business or their success to their identity, which we now, listening to you, we know that is not you. Talk about that, because, you know, this whole connection is just not one realm. It's a whole thing, isn't it?
Well, there's so many different frequencies. And this is where, until we actually learn to change our frequency, this would be like, say you're getting an Uber driver, you know, you're in an Uber cab, and a song comes on in that Uber cab and you don't like it. This would, you know, trying to run away from your problems or escape them doesn't work. That would be like saying to the driver, oh, I don't like this song. Can you drive away from it, please? He's go, what?
What?
Well, no. Songs come on, I don't like it. So can you drive away from the song, please? Well, no, because I've got a receiver that wherever we drive, we're going to receive the same stuff. So people might change their mindset, but if they don't get the balance between the body, the mind, and the spirit, they might change their focus, but if they don't activate their body, mind, and spirit and get all three things working in harmony, guess what? They're going to get the very thing that they don't want because they're staying in the same frequency. The reason why I believe they're calling me the miracle man is because I've learned how to navigate in all these different frequencies and help other people to do the same. That's how they get extraordinary results. So to answer your question, I want to bring it back to what happened with me in the gymnastics. Now, although it wasn't a financial loss, it was a physical loss.
Mm.
Now, when you've got all these experts saying that you're never going to walk again, what they was programmed with was true for their world. They was telling me what they believed to be true. I'd now gone and unlocked all these information and these ancient texts from all these ascended masters where they're making miracles happen. And I'm like, I want to be one of them. I want to be someone who can make a miracle happen, because if I could learn to walk again, I'm not going to complain anymore, because I was like, God, just let me walk, please. You let me walk again, I'll be one of the happiest people on the planet. I'll stop complaining. I'm not going to be one of those like victims anymore. And then as I'm getting educated on the truth, I ended up walking without operation, without any surgery. And as I'm now tuning into this truth and activating the body, which is a miracle, activating the mind in the right ways, which is a miracle, and allowing this spirit, this life to breathe through, when we get those three things in alignment, you might get knocked down, but the truth is you can bounce back stronger. You can bounce back more in balance. You can bounce back wiser. You can bounce back more intelligent. You can bounce back with more balance, so that if something does happen again like that in the future, now you're prepared. And things like that did happen for me, because I then went back to gymnastics with no fear. And that's where I ended up gaining the English championship title for sports acrobatics. Now, the reason why I tell people that is, whatever challenge you're going through, we have a choice. We either become a victim or we become a victor. We either feel hopeless or we can go into hope. When people say, oh, I don't have a choice now, you always have a choice. Now, what I learned, and this to be true, so here's what I would say to this guy or this woman who you just mentioned, is real simple. The bigger the challenge, the bigger the opportunity. Because in that challenge, if we avoid the challenge, then we don't get the lesson. If we go through the challenge, but we show up ready to do what's needed to bounce back, then we can become, because it's in that bouncing back, it's, oh my God, I'm just getting the weirdest saying. I think this is a Rocky Balboa quote, or Sylvester Stallone, when he says, it ain't about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you get hit, but then to get back up again.
Yeah.
And if you don't learn how to take the hits in life, you're never going to discover more parts of yourself. So it's in that discovery where only when we come out of it and we've even found a part of ourselves, where it could be a part of our mind, where now we can accept things the way that they are, but knowing that there's a lot of work to be done. Because if we complain about stuff, if we go and be the victim, if we go into a place where we can't see the truth and what we're seeing is all the problems, then guess what? We become a part of the problem. Because you've heard the simple saying, where focus goes, energy flows. Now, as a problem is rising up, i.e. all of these income streams, because you know yourself, like it being in the events game, all of the income streams that we had coming to us through events, you know, for me being doing all the retreats, doing the Amazon trips, doing all the big live events like Supercharger Life and all of that stuff, everything stopped overnight, literally stopped overnight. And we had a full-on schedule taking us to the end of the year of every few weeks we were in a different country, and it was like,
gone.
Those income streams have dried up. Now we have a choice. What meaning we pin on it is going to become our reality. So the meanings that we had to pin on it was, right, guys, now we got to look for more opportunities. We've got to bounce back stronger. We've got to bounce back and connect with our people in different ways now, because now everyone is being shaken up. And what people need in today's world, more than I believe at any other time in human history, are the right type of leaders.
Right.
And because otherwise what's happening is people are getting good at presenting, but they're not being authentic in their message. And and unfortunately for me, and they say, don't meet your heroes. I had this thing, I wanted to meet my heroes, and I started to meet a lot of them. And I was like, no, they're more messed up than me. How can this be possible? And so the truth is, what we have in us is always growing. It's always becoming more. And we are connected to something that created the very thing that we live in. Yeah. And when we can be in awe of that, and we can be appreciative of that, because what we're given is so phenomenal to be able to be in a human body, we take it for granted every single day, most of us. We abuse it. We don't look at health as a foundation, and we go and live a lifestyle. And what they're saying now, Mac, is that 2 out of every 3 people in today's world are either going to get a heart disease, a cancer, or diabetes. We don't want any of that stuff.
No.
And none of that stuff is natural. Health is our natural birthright, but we've been so disconnected from the truth that most people are eating for emotional reasons instead of nutritional reasons. Most people aren't moving their bodies in the right way. Most people don't know what's possible when it comes to manifesting a life of abundance and a life of extraordinary results, because they've started to buy into these illusions. And if you get your body, your mind, and your spirit all working in harmony, I can tell you now, every day you wake up, you're going to be creating miracles.
Listen very carefully. This is why I asked none other than Skip to come on here. It's about supercharging your results. How do you supercharge your results? And he said it. If you haven't got these things in order comprehensively, your mind, your body, your spirit. And when we say spirit, some people think it's all woo, 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 woo. But you've got to open up to the fact that there's something greater than me and you. I don't know what that is. Some people call it higher intelligence. Some people call it God. Some people call it the universe. But having faith that there is something that is driving you or created this thing and being injected in that. And not many people I know, but you do it very well in terms of taking anyone in any situation whereby they've got a health challenge or finance challenge or a business challenge or a relationship challenge or what a love interest challenge. But you have this intuitive thing whereby you say, okay, and then plonk them into it. And suddenly things start changing because of the essence of now they're embracing all sides of themselves and not just one area. And for most people, it's the mind. This is dangerous. This is a trickster.
Yeah. And because they've got their mind just focused on, say, the money. Now, we do want to focus on money. I'm not saying not to focus on it. But what I'm saying is take a step back and look at all the challenges you've gone through, because it's in those challenges where life has taught you certain things. Right. And in those lessons that you've learned, these are your qualities to be able to give back to life. So for me, growing up being super ill as a child, my brothers weren't ill, my sister weren't ill. I was the ill kid. But now, ironically, I'm the one who doesn't live with any symptoms now. Now they're the ones who've got symptoms. And now they're coming back to me saying, right, this way you're living, I want to learn some stuff. Because they're starting to feel the pain. They're starting to feel the aches and pains. They're starting to age faster than they should. They're starting to get diagnosed with certain things that isn't natural, and all of a sudden we can go on this downward spiral, and before you know it, you hand your life or your body over to some so-called expert. What I want people to do is hand their life back to our creator, not in a weird or woo-woo-y or religious way. It means that you have a connection with supreme intelligence or source energy or God or whatever you want to call it, because without this understanding, where I mean, think about what we live in. We're a design, Mac. You don't just, evolution doesn't just create two eyes at the front so we can see looking forward, that we've got ears here so we can hear, and then we have all these five senses so we can experience life in those levels. Now, all the five senses come from where? This physical reality.
Yeah.
All this technology, where does it come from? None of this technology was here when we were born on the planet.
Right.
So where does it come from? This is what I want people to understand. Let's look at Steve Jobs. We wouldn't have the iPhones. We wouldn't have, you know, any of that stuff. You know, the iPod wouldn't have any of that stuff if it wasn't for Steve Jobs. Now, most people don't know what his real mission in life was. Guess what his mission in life was?
Steve Jobs. I don't know. Probably to connect the world in one way or another. I don't know. But go ahead. I haven't done that research.
Pretty much, but not with those words. So his mission was to put the spirit back into technology. Isn't that interesting? Because before he came along, it was all left brain stuff. You think about how computers work. It was all code, and it was all like, you know, you had to learn a certain language. It wasn't instinctive. Now you can have like 18-month-old, you know, kids, they wake up, they swipe it, download an app, and they start playing games. 18-month-old kids. Wow. But yet you can have an adult of 80-year-old, oh my God, what do I do? I don't know what to do. And they start freaking out. Because they're not balanced between the body, the mind, and the spirit, and they go into fear.
Yeah.
How many people are doing that in business and now not seeing the opportunities? So when we get the body, the mind, and the spirit all working in harmony, as I bounced back and ended up getting, you know, gaining the English championship title after being told I'd never walk again, I then took that discipline, that focus in the business world. Matt, I didn't know a damn thing about business. Within less than a year, we did our first million. After that, we did two, and it just kept growing and growing and growing. And I didn't know what the hell I was doing up here. Yeah. I'm following what I loved. I'm following what got me passionate. I'm following what I'm being downloaded. And before I knew it, we was in the business world, turning over a lot of money. And now I'm being invited to bring acrobatics to some of the biggest shows that the world's ever seen. So we started doing contracts at the Royal Opera House, the Royal Albert Hall, working with shows like Britain's Got Talent and X Factor. And if there was a stadium being filmed by a pop star or a group with like 80 to 100,000 people, I'd get the call to go and bring acrobatics to these shows. Now, here's the beautiful thing about being connected. In the middle of that journey, we got like tens of millions, I'm talking pounds here, all coming through the company, fast. And everyone's being happy in what we're doing. But then I start getting this calling and about sharing this message, and I started ignoring it. Someone says, oh, can you come and do a talk? Now, the reason why I didn't want to do talks was, imagine this. So I'm 47 years old now. So going back 26 years ago, someone says, oh my God, Skip, this is unbelievable. You should not be able to walk. And here you are.
Walking.
Yeah, walking, but you're a champion. You got the gold medal for the English Championships. Can you come and tell us how you did it? So I'm like, yeah, I'd love to share it. So 26 years ago, I start talking about energies and frequencies and all this type of stuff. Everyone started going like, you know what? Skip's got a good story, but that dude is, he's off with the freaking fairies. So I stopped talking about it and I just went into the business world. And it was only about 15 years ago, no, a bit less than that, about 12 years ago, I get asked to go and do a talk. I really didn't want to do it, and because I didn't want people to look at me like I was a weirdo. And I was really happy with my life and, you know, being involved with all these big shows. But here's where the calling comes in. And this is something that Bruce Lee taught me. Don't think, feel.
Yeah.
If people can start to listen to their own gut feeling, their own intuition, you've got an internal navigation system that's here to guide you every step of the way. But everyone is now, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Well, no. What do you feel? And most people don't know because their body and minds have become numb. And what my job to do is to wake it all back up again. So in understanding this absolute truth, and that there is a truth to life, that there's this stuff that we called spirit, it wants to grow, it wants to expand, and that's its job, is to evolve more of life. So whoever's going through a challenge right now, whatever the challenge is, it's not going to rain forever unless you continue to allow it to rain, because you have to decide what things mean. And if you think, oh my God, it's the end. Oh my God, I can't do this. You're still thinking. And what I'm telling you to do is stop thinking and start feeling. So how do we feel?
You heard it here. Stop thinking and start feeling. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask you, how can people get, it's good stuff you do. You know, when people say to me, Matt, tell me about Skip, it's very, very hard for me to explain. I know who Skip is and I love Skip. But to explain what he does, all I can say is there's many facets to him and there's many facets that he's helped people with. That's why it's called the Miracle Man. And if you're loving this, make sure you're giving it a thumbs up, you're liking the page, you're giving some hearts. So Skip, I know we're coming to the end of the call very soon. What I want to say is this, how can people get hold of, I love what you do and it's fantastic. How can people get hold of you if they want to learn more from you and they want to take charge of their life and charge of their finances and charge of their relationship and charge of their health and charge of their money and charge of their business? Because you do all of that and more. You've taken people places where, and one gentleman you were talking about earlier on, I watched one of his films the other day and I'm thinking, oh, it's good to see him back on track, because I love his accent, I love his demeanor. It's good to see him back. I don't want to name him here, but it's fantastic what you did with him and many other people that I know you helped with. How can people get hold of
him? I'll give his name because this is what I want people to understand. I guess you're talking about Tamer.
Yeah.
So with Tamer, and you know, this is a movie star. The beautiful thing, Tamer was so off balance when I first started to coach him that, you know, his wife had left him, his kids didn't want to speak to him, he had no money. He got blacklisted from Game of Thrones from literally beating people up on set. That's how out of control he was.
Out of control, yeah.
Totally out of control. Now, within that year of coaching him, $4 million in the bank, living in a house that's worth probably about $5 million. Him and his wife fell back in love with each other. He's a hero to his kids. Now, since, and then he does the best work of his career, working with some of the best actors and actresses around the world now. Since lockdown happened, because of this connection to the absolute truth, he's personally gone and delivered over 500,000 masks and started his own charity in lockdown. And he said, champ, he goes, I'd never be doing this. I would have been at home screwing and getting angry. And he goes, I've just got this force of life breathing through me now where no matter what's going on, I just want to go out there and do good. And he's a joy to be around now, like totally different. And this is what I want for him, because this is one of the things that Steve Jobs, I don't think got. I don't think he got emotional balance. The guy's a genius, but if you talk to the people around him, they're all saying, oh my God, I couldn't, you know, he was just a nightmare to be around. We should be loving. We should be compassionate. We should be caring. We should be connected. We should be able to be a unit where we can start to be a part of a tribe. And, you know, when you're asking, you know, how can people like get hold of us? What I'd like to do, Mac, is for your people, I'd like to give them some free gifts. So we love
free gifts. There we go. Mui's here, Grant's here. Hey, Mark, good to see you, Mark. Laura is here as well. So many people. But yeah, I mean, if you're giving free gifts, I'm sure they're not going to say no. Because here's an opportunity to change your life, your business, your finances, your relationships. Listen to this guy. Go ahead.
Awesome. So what I'd like to give him is, because how Tamer bounced back is, it's so beautiful, because he was someone who was shaken in every way, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and everything just got turned around. And this is what I want for people, that wherever the challenge is, we're going to make that weak link a strong link, because you're connected to many areas in your personal life. You're connected to many areas in your business life. And if we don't create some harmony, then at some level, you're going to get hit hard. So there's 10 4-minute audios that I'd like to give away. The first one's called, Are You Doing What You Love? Second one is, What to Do When You Wake Up? Third one is, The Benefits of Fun Exercise? The fourth one is, The Power of Forgiveness? The fifth one is, Raising Your Standards? The sixth one is, Having an Empowering Future? Seventh one is, The Wonder of Being a Kid Again? Eighth is, The Benefits of Eating Life Foods? Nine is, Trust Your Gut Before Your Brain? And then number 10 is, Detoxing in a Toxic World. Now, if people would like those 10-minute audios, they can listen to them whenever they're traveling, here, there, and everywhere. All they've got to do is email James at skiparchimedes.com. Now, all they've got to do is put Mac free gifts. If they put Mac free gifts,
we're
going to know where they're going to come from.
Even Miriam is saying, wow. I mean, people can't believe you're just giving that away. All these audio gifts. I mean, this is, I suppose when you're connected, you can give, knowing that you can help and people come to you. So listen very carefully. James at skiparchimedes.com. If you don't want to know how, I'll put it in the chat in a moment as well. James at skiparchimedes.com. Paul Bayliss is saying, thank you. Awesome. You know, let me say it again. James at skiparchimedes.com. Listen to these audios. And I would say, go there. Email, and you want to put it in the subject, Mac free gifts.
Yeah, please, yeah, because then we know it's exactly.
My free gifts. Not really, it's not my free gifts, it's the Skip's. But Grant, thanks for putting it in there. James, J-A-M-E-S, James, not Jane, James at skiparchimedes.com. I'll put it in there. That's amazing. And I think, you know, I've listened to you many times, and it's like every time I'm in your environment, you know, I'm very positive, and I'm going all gun, and I'm playing a big game. I'm playing a world class stage. But even you hit me and think, God, I'm thinking too small, which is fantastic. Great, great, great.
And that's why we need each other to bounce off, because who you hang around is who you become. And what we're now noticing is that this collaboration of the leaders are starting to come together, and that's it. It's like running a race, you know. It kind of goes like this, and we can just like help each other, and that's the whole point of. Because there's two types of energies that I want to finish off with this one. When there's a competitive energy, What you do is you cut off the creative energy.
Right.
And it's the creative energy that's limitless. This whole game of life is a game of creation. And when we can tap into that creative energy by getting the body, the mind, and the spirit in alignment, and this is what I thrive. This is why people like Richard Tan and Veronica are like, we've never seen any speaker getting this result. In 20 years, we haven't seen people getting these results. Everywhere we go, your name is coming up. What the hell are you doing? And all I'm doing is helping people create alignment. That's it.
Fantastic, which is fantastic. And, you know, I'll say, God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep changing lives and keep inspiring the way you do. Only you can do it the way you do. And that's why you're called the miracle man. And I know you sometimes don't want to take that on board, but this is what you're doing for people. You are creating miracles in their life. Them realizing that, oh, they are miracles, and they can utilize the tools that you teach and the tools that you give for them to have even better life ongoing. So again, thank you. We've got Pei Chung Seong's here as well, saying hi. Lots of stars. I mean, people are loving it. If you are watching this again, put replay. So if you missed the live here and you're watching it later on, make sure you put replay so I know you're watching it later on. Make sure you take up the gifts from Skip. Go to james@skiparchimedes.com. james@skiparchimedes.com. In the subject line, type in Mac free gifts. And it's not my free gifts, but it's from Skip. But I'm glad to be a conduit in helping people. My mission is to inspire, educate, and empower people to live a life of joy, courage, passion, and purpose. Love and it. This interview, you've allowed me to do that. You've allowed people to receive that. So God bless you. Love you very much, brother. Keep doing what you're doing.
Awesome. Right? Thank you. And thank you for inviting me on. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I really do hope that there have been a few little golden nuggets and things that have resonated with people that think, now I can go and make a better decision that's going to improve my life. So thank you for creating the stage for this, brother.
You're most welcome. You take care of yourself and we'll catch up soon. Thank you very much. Bye, guys. Guys, take care. Bye for now. Catch up with you all soon. If you're loving it, love the page. Make sure you like, make sure you press replay, your stars, your hearts, everything. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. And if you found these words inspiring or motivating in any way, why don't you go ahead and follow me, Mac Atram, on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or all three, where I constantly update and give information and motivation and words of inspiration to help entrepreneurs have more success in their life. Mac Atram, until next time, bye for now.